And that was Bird Note. And you are listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. And we're back live in the studios of KRFY for an extra additional morning show interview, because we had the opportunity to have folks from Kinderhaven come in and tell us about their organization, this wonderful, I think most people know about it, but my guests are Jen Plummer. You're the executive director at Kinderhaven. Good morning.
Good morning. I am.
It's wonderful to have you. And Ron DeNova, you're on the board.
I am. Thank you for having us.
Yep. You have an important event coming up that we want to talk about. That's Monday night at the Sandpoint Event Center, Monday, August 7th. But first, I think it's always good to start from the beginning. Kinderhaven is an important service organization in our community, nonprofit. Jen, why don't you tell us a little bit about Kinderhaven?
Sure. So Kinderhaven was founded in 1996. We're a group foster home and emergency shelter for children who've been removed from their homes for their own safety. So that means that all of our kids have been abused or neglected in some way, unfortunately. And we are a place for those kids to come to when they don't have anywhere else to go, because there are very few foster homes available really in the whole state of Idaho right now.
So you offer a safe, secure, supportive environment for children in crisis.
Absolutely.
And what are you finding in our community? You think, well, not in our community. We don't have that need.
Oh, child abuse is everywhere. And we absolutely have a high need in this area. And especially, you know, Kinderhaven is also very important for sibling groups that get removed from their homes. When you have three or four children removed at one time, there really isn't anywhere for them to go. And so, you know, we have got a couple of groups of siblings right now at Kinderhaven.
So instead of being put into foster homes, this is an alternative where the families can stay together, the children can stay together.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have the ability to take several children at one time, and that way the kids aren't split up. And that's just so traumatizing for kids when they're already removed from their home and their loved ones and their family, to then lose their siblings as well.
In any nonprofit service organization, it's always the question of how are you supported? What is your ability to meet the needs of these children?
Well, thankfully, we have our Sandpoint community, and our Sandpoint community, really, Kinderhaven belongs to Sandpoint. That's what I like to say, because they take care of us. Sandpoint takes care of us. It keeps us open. And 85% of our operating budget comes straight from our Sandpoint community. So we wouldn't be here without the folks that support us.
How in the world does every community in our country have something like Kinderhaven, or is this unique? And how did it come about?
I have to say that we are unique, and we're especially unique to North Idaho. There's nothing like us in the area. All of our children come from the state. We don't take private placements. And so we really are vitally necessary. We get calls every day. But I have to say, I don't think that there are communities like Sandpoint. We are just... For all the nonprofits in our area, it really is amazing how many organizations are out there in this town to help folks. It's awesome.
Do you have an idea? I mean, you might be new to the organization, but the history, I think it was our mayor, Marsha Ogilvie.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, historically, it's a really nice story, because Marsha and her friends, I think it's Marsha and Linda and a big group of their friends, heard the story, which is a true story, that children, there were so few foster homes at one time, and there still are so few foster homes, but children were having to be put into juvenile detention because they needed a safe place to go. There was nowhere for them to go. And Marsha heard about that and galvanized a group of folks, and I think it was back in 1996 when Kinderhaven rented their first home with a capacity of 4 children, and we've just built since there, grown since then.
So what is your capacity now?
Our capacity right now is 16 children.
Okay. And are you full most of the time, or is it flex?
You know, it definitely changes, and once we get around 10, 12 children, it's busy. And so our capacity is 16. Right now we have 10, and it's a lot.
As executive director, are you on site? Are you hands-on, or is it mostly admin?
I wear many, many hats. And so there's a lot of admin, but I am right there in with the kids every day. In fact, I've got kids that I've got a shelf full of just toys for them, and they just come in and play on my floor. And yeah, so it's many hats.
So then you're working with health and welfare.
Absolutely.
On the next step for them.
Yes.
But you're giving them that pause to be feeling secure and supported?
You know, we have an incredible staff that just wrap their arms and hearts around these children. And it's amazing the differences that you see in children when they can be safe. And they can really change and grow just having those that nurturing family around them. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Sounds like we're very fortunate to have Kinderhaven in our community. And Rhonda Nova, you're on the board.
Yes.
How long have you been on the board, and why did you join forces with this endeavor?
Well, I just arrived on the board this year. I was just honored to be asked to be on the board. Again, I think that our practice and my family just has a tremendous heart for children in this community. And the things that Kinderhaven does there, sometimes these kids come in and it's the first time they've ever been into a home that has a structured, loving environment. And it just, how does it not melt your heart?
And what is your role on the board? Does the board have different roles? Or, a lot of times a really functional board, and I think Kinderhaven has one, each person kind of brings their talent.
I currently serve on the finance committee, since I have a financial background, financial advisor in the area here. So again, there's definitely several different subcommittees that the board has created in order to bring tremendous order and structure to Kinderhaven, and that's the foundation to ongoing success.
Since you're on the finance committee, you're the perfect person to ask the question, mm-hmm. How is Kinderhaven supported? What is the financial support of Kinderhaven?
Yeah, like Jen mentioned, 85% of the operating budget comes from this community in various functions, donations, events. 15% or less actually comes from the state. And so we're just overwhelmingly gracious to the support that we get. And our budgets and our balance sheets are strong.
Well, that's good news. And you have various fundraisers throughout the year. I think you have the Tree of Life?
The Festival of Trees.
Okay,
Festival of Trees. Every first weekend of December every year.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big one.
It's our biggest one. Yep.
Do you have a golf tournament?
We don't have it. I think we might have tried that years ago.
Okay.
But really, we have some April fundraisers and some April events for Child Abuse Awareness Month. But really, our Festival of Trees is our big fundraiser. But we do have an exciting fundraiser coming up,
right,
as you know.
So a perfect segue. And Ron, it seems like you're probably instrumental in bringing in this fundraiser, this event that's coming up on Monday, August 7th. Why don't you tell us all about it?
Well, we're just incredibly blessed. We're going to bring in Scott Nations. He's a CNBC contributor. He's an Amazon best-selling author. He's president and CIO of NationShares, just a knowledgeable gentlemen, him and his wife will be here this weekend and speaking on the 7th. Scott's new book is right now it's just getting rave reviews on Wall Street Journal and things like that. It's called The History of the United States After 5 Market Crashes. And it's really a historical perspective of what has happened over the last 100+ years in our markets and how it really molded our nation's history. And so how appropriate that we're going to have a history lesson taught at the old high school on Euclid and Pine on the 7th.
So Scott Nations, CNBC contributor, author, president, and CEO of Nations Shares, and he wrote the book, A History of the United States in 5 Crashes. What will be taking place on that evening, and how do people access and get there?
Perfect. Yeah, you can obtain tickets and get reservations through gatewaysandpoint.com or through the Kinderhaven website, Facebook page. We can contact Jen or myself.
Absolutely. So. If anybody can contact Kinderhaven, I'm there 5 days a week or sometimes more. So our number at Kinderhaven is 265-2236. Feel free to give us a call and we'll take your name and information and make sure you get a spot.
And again, what will the evening look like? What can we expect?
Yeah, we'll have an introduction to Kinderhaven beginning at 3:30. Then we'll introduce Mr. Nations on stage at the Event Center. He will go through his book. And once we're done with that, we will open it up to questions about his book and the history that took place during that time period. So the community will have the ability to tap into that great knowledge. And for those who want to buy the book and have the book signed, we're going to have Vandiverts there to offer that. So we'll have a book signing afterwards. So it really is just a great opportunity for our community.
A good, as you said, a good time to find out a little bit of history and to be savvy about the financial situation that we're in right now. Because this fellow, Scott Nations, really does know what he's talking about.
He really does. He's put a lot of hard effort and sweat and tears into this book. I've known Scott for a long time, and this is a book that's vastly different from his prior books. And so, but he had a passion to kind of teach the lesson. As I've completed the book, boy, I can't imagine it not being in some kind of high school economics class or history class, for that matter. It's really good.
Have you contacted the high school to let them know, to let their students know that this would be... get a better grade maybe by coming to this.
Exactly. So we're encouraging the parents to reach out to their kids as well. Come on out.
Mm-hmm. You know, we live in a financial, our nation is built on finances, amongst other things, and goodness and all that. But understanding certain aspects, such as financial crashes and just our whole financial scheme, I still am mystified by the stock market, but whatever. I guess I'll learn as I go. So anyways, save the date. That's August 7th. That's this Monday night coming up. Presented by Kinderhaven, Ron DeNova and Trudy Lean are proudly presenting Scott Nations, CNBC contributor, author, and his book, A History of the United States in Five Crashes, all in support of...
of Kinderhaven. So although tickets are free, we're encouraging participants to make a donation to Kinderhaven.
That makes sense. Just make a donation when you walk in the door, because You know what? By making a donation to Kinderhaven, you're supporting the most precious in our community.
Yep.
Children,
our local
that
children
are in need. And I don't know anyone that can't get behind that, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So again, that phone number.
Kinderhaven is 265-2236. You can feel free to call there. Of course, Gateway Financial.
Yeah. 946-5002.
Okay. Anything else you want to say?
Oh, just a huge, huge thank you to our Sandpoint community for all their support for so many years now.
Yeah, very honored.
Okay, well, Ron DeNova and Jen Plummer from Kinderhaven, thank you so much for coming in. It's a nice, brief, short little time with you, but anytime. We have Kinderhaven in quite a bit, and
yes.
So anytime, and we're just so happy for the work that you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to go back into our Otto's Eclectic Mix for the rest of the day. I do want to say that tomorrow on the morning show, you can join morning show hosts Jim Healy and Jack Peterson. Their guest will be Karen Bowers. She's going to be talking about the upcoming August 9th Charlie Packard Memorial Concert. That's at, and also they'll be giving away tickets and CDs to that concert. This is a concert about our wonderful Charlie Packard, and they're having a scholarship program that they're putting together. So you can tune in tomorrow at 8 on 88.5 KRFY. And next week, you can join Chris and myself. Our guest will be Chris Bassett from the Bonner Community Housing Agency. And you can always go to our website or our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. We always like that. And we're going to go back into Otto's Eclectic Mix. We have, the next song is Robert Plant, One More Cup of Coffee. I think we all need that. Have a beautiful day.